This is One Darlington for November 2022. Welcome to One Darlington. And this introduction is written by Lucy Hatch, the Safer Streets Coordinator. I was delighted to be asked to be the guest editor of this festive edition of One Darlington. Many of us will be heading out to have fun and celebrate in the next couple of months. And I'm so pleased that our Safer Streets initiative means measures have been put in place to help us all feel safe. Safer Streets is a government-funded partnership between the Council, Police and the Durham Police and Crime Commissioner. It aims to make communities safer, stronger and more resilient to crime. We have already spent money upgrading CCTV in the town and are starting to work with the young people who are at risk of being drawn into antisocial behaviour and have a raft of work ongoing to try to increase feelings of safety amongst women and girls. You can find out about the successful launch of Number 40, Skinnergate, a safe hub for everyone on a Friday and Saturday night. I'm very proud of everything that has been achieved and the work that is ongoing to make Darlington a safer place for everyone. If you or a loved one are going out this Christmas and New Year, I would ask you to simply think ahead and make a few plans so you are guaranteed to have a safe time. Make sure your phone is fully charged. Pre-order a taxi. Check the bus, train times, or make sure one of your group is a designated driver so you can get home. Look after your friends and stick together. Remember, if you do need help in the town centre on a Friday or Saturday night, for whatever reason, Number 40 is open from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. If you are coming into the town centre during the day, there is a host of great family-friendly events on offer this Christmas, including the free ice rink, ice sculpture trail, Christmas tree festival, and the return of Darlington Lights. Don't forget the panto at the Hippodrome with the fabulous Christopher Biggins. There's lots more in this edition of the magazine, from updates on Christmas bin dates and the latest on road gritting to the great news of the town's gold win in the Northumbria in Bloom contest. In the recent One Darlington Readers survey, many of you said you wanted to hear more about the many community groups and clubs that run throughout the town. Don't forget to let us know if your club or society would like to feature in a future edition. I hope you enjoy One Darlington, and I wish you all a happy Christmas and a peaceful and safe New Year.
Remembrance Day Service. The town's Remembrance Day service will be held on Sunday, the 13th of November, with a service in Holy Trinity Church, Woodland Road, starting at 10 a.m, followed by a procession to the cenotaph in the grounds of the Memorial Hospital. An act of remembrance will be held, including 2 minutes silence, followed by the laying of wreaths. Small talk can lead to big changes. Staff from the Council, Durham Police, Triage Central and Cornmill Shopping Centre gathered to better understand how engaging with customers can lead to positive outcomes. Whether chatting to service users, customers, colleagues, family members or friends, finding out how people are is making every contact count. That's M-E-C-C. This is a simple but effective way to encourage people to engage in conversations about their health and make changes that will have a positive effect on their physical and mental well-being. By using the three A's, approach, ask, assist, act, MECC directs people to services, information and support so that they can make positive health choices around weight, a healthy lifestyle, alcohol, exercise and smoking. For more details, visit www.mecgateway.co.uk.
Don't suffer in silence. Make your voice heard about antisocial behaviour. Antisocial behaviour blights communities and can cause serious harm and distress. By reporting antisocial behaviour, you can help officers from the police and the council target resources and make a difference. Antisocial behaviour is any persistent behaviour that causes harm, distress, or harassment. This includes street drinking, rowdy behaviour, harassment, inappropriate use of vehicles, including motorbikes. Report antisocial behaviour online or by calling the police non-emergency number 101 or the council on 406 999 or www.darlington.gov.uk/ASB.
Biggins is back in Darlington. It's panto season. Oh, yes, it is. And we are very lucky to be in the presence of theatre royalty this year, as the King of Panto, Christopher Biggins, stars as Mrs. Smee in the pantomime adventures of Peter Pan at the Hippodrome from Friday the 9th of December to Saturday the 31st of December. We caught up with the legend as he returns to where his panto dame journey first began 45 years ago when he played in Mother Goose. You have a great history with Darlington, especially with panto. Are you glad to be back? I'm really thrilled to be back in Darlington. I love it here. It has so many memories for me, as it's where I started my career as a pantomime dame all those years ago, and I always love playing here. When they asked me to be a pantomime dame for the first time in 1976, I refused because I said I was a serious actor, not a cabaret performer. Also, all the dames I had seen were in their 80s and I wasn't an old man. But they kept asking, and then they offered me £1,000, which was a lot of money back then. I said yes, and it changed my life and has led me to so many wonderful pantomimes. What do you love about pantomimes? I love the audiences. There's nothing quite like it. They have so much fun, and we could all do with some fun at the moment. However hard life is, we can all get together for a good laugh. My favourite bit of panto is when we bring the children on stage, which we haven't been able to do for a few years because of COVID. I love meeting them and chatting to them. There's a real joy in thinking on your feet and ad-libbing. Tell us about this year's pantomime, Peter Pan. It's going to be a great show. We have such a good cast. Steve Arnott is playing the baddie, Hook, and Peter Peverley is his right-hand man, Starkey. They are so good and have lots of panto experience. The younger members of the cast are going to be brilliant too. There's some real talent on the stage and it will be a fantastic show with lots of laughs and fun for all the family. I'm delighted to hear that we are already selling lots of tickets. The audiences in Darlington are always first class. Do you still get a thrill seeing giant posters of yourself outside the theatre and being called King of Panto? It is thrilling, and it's lovely that people still want to come to the theatre. I don't know if I am the King of Panto, but it's nice of people to say so. Why do you believe panto and pantomimes remain so popular? I believe panto is the most important form of entertainment. For many people, it's their first experience of the theatre. If you put on a good show and people enjoy it, they will book for the next year's panto. But if they love it, they might book for other shows during the year, and that is how local theatre can grow a new audience. I love the theatre, whether it's plays, the ballet or musicals, but it can be so expensive in London. Local theatre gives everyone the opportunity to experience a live performance. Pantomime is such a great tradition and the perfect introduction to the theatre. There's something for all ages. At the end of the day, everyone loves to laugh and spend time together, and that's what panto is all about. Where will you be spending Christmas Day? We only get one day off, so I will be in Darlington on Christmas Day as I don't have time to get home. I quite like it, though, as you can get away from all the stress. I've already bought all my presents and written my cards, so I'm all ready and can just concentrate on Peter Pan. You can book your tickets for the pantomime adventures of Peter Pan by visiting www.darlingtonhippodrome.co.uk or calling 405405.
Can you help number 40? Number 40 Skinnergate provides a welcome haven and safe space for people on a night out. Open from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, the town centre hub provides help to anyone who feels vulnerable, unwell, or has been a victim of crime. It is run by trained security staff and volunteers who are on hand to help, whatever the situation. Since it opened at the start of September, Number 40 has helped lost partygoers reunite with their friends, provided first aid, helped people get to hospital, called taxis and family members, supported victims of crime, and handed out free water, flip-flops and ponchos. Volunteers are needed to join the team running Number 40. On average, people give just one night a month to help out, and their efforts are making a real difference to how safe people feel in the town centre. Donations of supplies are also needed, and you can make a cash donation, which will be used to buy essentials for the volunteers and those who use the service. To volunteer, donate goods, or to find out more, email chris.knox@darlington.gov.uk or lucy.hatch2@durham-pcc.gov.uk. Number 40 is supported by the Darlington Safer Streets Partnership, which includes the Council, Durham Police and Crime Commissioner, and Durham Constabulary. It is just one of a number of recent government-funded initiatives to increase safety and the feeling of safety, particularly among women and girls in the town centre.
Cut the cost of Christmas. With Christmas just around the corner, we've put together a few tips to help you enjoy a cheaper and more sustainable festive season. You'll not only save money, you will also help to save the planet. Remember, even small changes in what we do can help to tackle climate change by saving energy and resources. Choose wrapping paper that is recyclable. The general rule of thumb is, if you scrunch it up and it stays like that, then it can be recycled. Don't forget to take off the sticky tape. Use alternatives to wrapping paper. Cloth bags and wraps, brown paper, even newspaper or old maps. If you have a real tree, chipping or planting it will reduce its carbon footprint, and you can hear later about how to recycle your trees in this recording. Cut down on food waste and save money by planning what food you're going to have for a few days. If you're cooking Christmas dinner, try to use local and seasonal veg to cut down on food miles. Or you could use frozen veg, so you'll only use what you need. Don't buy too much. Young children often get overloaded with toys and gifts, and many just end up playing with one or two special toys, or even the box it came in. If bikes are on the list, why not try Bike Stop in Skinnergate? It sells reconditioned bikes at a fraction of the price for the new one. It's a great place to drop off unwanted bikes as well. Some people can be tricky to buy for, so why not give them vouchers for activities and treats, such as meals or the theatre, rather than things they don't want or need? Why not have a family agreement or Secret Santa to only buy presents from charity shops or stick to a set budget? You could also donate old toys to charity shops to make way for new ones or sell or give away on local social media sites. Use our zero waste map to find where you can get local produce and shop sustainably. Find out more at www.darlington.gov.uk/sustainable. Darlington is tackling climate change. Play your part. The Council has pledged to become carbon neutral by 2050. This pledge covers all service areas, and we want to encourage residents and businesses to join us on our journey towards a greener and more sustainable future. More details are available at www.darlington.gov.uk/sustainable.
Your town needs you. By Councillor Mike Renton, the Cabinet Member for Stronger Communities. When I took on the role of Cabinet Member for Stronger Communities back in May, I called upon every single person in our town to join me in helping to build a safer, happier Darlington. It goes without saying that building stronger communities is the most effective method to achieving those aims. But for us to be successful, we need people of all ages, from all backgrounds, to take an interest in their local area and in the town. A strong community has to be reciprocal. It has to have input from all of its stakeholders. And it doesn't take much to start. Just getting to know your neighbours, if you don't already, will make a huge difference. You could arrange street litter picks, help an elderly person across the road, or even volunteer at a local charity. The council works side by side with the police and a whole host of partner organisations, including in the voluntary sector, to make Darlington as safe and happy as it can be. But we all have a part to play. It's up to families, friends and neighbours to support and look after each other, to keep an eye on the local area and notice when something is amiss. And that pride must be passed on to your children and grandchildren to ensure that our town stays great for future generations. In this edition of One Darlington, you'll find a lot with a Christmassy theme, whether it's looking ahead to the pantomime, promoting some of the great festive events that are coming up, or sharing tips on how to celebrate more sustainably. But alongside those cosy Christmas events, equally importantly, you'll also notice a strong focus on community safety. We're delighted to welcome Safety Streets Coordinator Lucy Hatch as this month's guest editor. Lucy has played a key role in setting up Number 40 Skinnergate, a safe place for people on nights out. We're also focusing on our brilliant street champions, who are the embodiment of what I was saying about people taking an interest in their local area. Elsewhere, we're focusing on reminding everybody that our waste is our responsibility. And so our bins, if they are left out, they become a target for theft and damage, as well as encouraging rats. Leaving your bins out is going to become as much of a social taboo as not picking up dog waste. It can certainly be more disruptive. That's just a flavour of some of the community safety-themed content you'll hear about in this edition of One Darlington, alongside all the Christmassy messages and the usual mix from council departments and partners. I would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a safe, peaceful and happy Christmas. And if you are making a New Year's resolution, please remember that your town needs you. Contact your councillor. Your councillor is there to listen to you and find out about the issues that are affecting life in your ward. Scheduled ward surgeries are detailed, but you can email or call your local councillor. Find out more at www.darlington.gov.uk darlington.gov.uk/your-council/democracies. MP surgeries. Peter Gibson, the Darlington MP, can be contacted through his constituency office at 34 Duke Street, Darlington, DL37TZ. Call 711-711 or email peter.gibson.mp@parliament.uk. The Sedgefield MP, Paul Howell, can be contacted by email at paul.howell.mp@parliament.uk or through his constituency office at Unit 2, Sydney House, that's Sydney, Ricknall Avenue, Ricknall Avenue, Newton Aycliffe, DL56AS, or call 790580. And finally, for the Tees Valley Mayor Ben Houchen, contact Cavendish House, Teesdale Business Park, Stockton-on-Tees, Tees Valley, TS17-6QY. Call 01642-524401 or email mayor@teesvalley-ca.gov.uk.
Stay safe. Think ahead. Get home safely. Visit enjoydarlington.co.uk/stay-safe to find out more. Enjoy Darlington from Darlington Borough Council.
Join our army of street champions. Are you passionate about where you live? Do you want to do your bit to help keep it looking its best? Why not join our growing army of street champions? Launched in 2011, the Street Champions Initiative enlists volunteers to help look after their local environment, whether it be the street where they live, their local park, green space, or the town centre. We provide the equipment and support they need, which includes litter picker, hoop, gloves and orange bags. We have almost 500 street champions of all ages who regularly go out and about, either on their own or as part of a group, for specific events, such as the annual Big Spring Clean Litter Picks. Pippa Smalling, countryside officer, helps coordinate these efforts. She said, "Obviously, we would always urge everyone to dispose of their rubbish properly by putting it in a bin or taking it home. Sadly, that doesn't always happen, and we're extremely grateful for all the hard work of our street champions. They really are local heroes and make a huge difference when it comes to helping us keep our streets and green spaces clean, and we'd love to hear from anyone who would like to join us." For more information and to register your interest, visit www.darlington.gov.uk/street-champions. Blooming Golden. Darlington was awarded 2 gold medals along with Best Improved Entry Overall in the annual Northumbria in Bloom competition. Judges recognised and rewarded entrants' hard work and first-class floral displays. The full results were the Best Bar, the Tapas Bar, winning a Silver Gilt Award. Best Religious Establishment, the Atisha Buddhist Camp, again a Silver Gilt Award. It's My Neighbourhood, Firth Moor, Level 3, Advancing and Category Winner. Best Park, South Park, Gold Award. Best City Centre, Darlington, Gold Award and Category Winner. Thank you so much to everyone who played their part.
Enjoy events this winter in Darlington. Sunday, the 20th of November, It's the Christmas light switch on. From the 21st of November, Christmas Tree Festival. Saturday the 3rd and 10th of December, Ice Sculpture Trail. 17th to the 23rd of December, Ice Rink in the Market Square. Selected dates in February 2023, Darlington Lights. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. For more information on shopping, eating, drinking and events in Darlington, please visit enjoydarlington.co.uk.